Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me here today on Exhortations, brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we continue our series looking at God's men, and we're looking at lesson number 3, and we'll be looking at areas where good husbands, fathers, and men in general must be a good example. One area is in word or speech. Titus 2 and verse 8 says, "Sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you." If our language is right, then those who maybe have something against us or harbor some type of ill attitude towards us will have a difficult time saying anything against us if our language is the kind that pleases God. We also find that wrong speech is condemned. Just as right and godly speech is encouraged, wrong speech, foul language is condemned. Colossians 3 and verse 8 says, "But now you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth." Colossians 3 and verse 8. Every Christian husband and father must be a good example in word or speech. And this goes for any man. We must be good examples in our speech. Matthew 5 and verse 27 says, "But let your yes be yes and your no, no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one." We must be men who are of their word. That is, we keep our word. When we say we're going to do something, we follow through and do that. Consider this from a little boy who once asked, "Why are bad words wrong for me, but all right for Daddy?" All right for any man. Well, we must notice that for the Christian man, we must be those who, when someone hears us speak, they do not hear foul language, but instead hear language that honors God, and language that is pleasing to God, and language that can be and should be imitated as well. Thank you for listening today to Exhortations.